Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, thank you to let me present our work for this Python Dev Room at the 4th DIM conference. My name is Fabien Margy and I am working for Logilab, which is a French company specializing in web development and semantic web. Today I will talk about Cubic Web, which is a Python framework to ease web development and especially how to bootstrap an application if you already have RDF data. To do so, I will start with an introduction in which I will present what leaked open data is and what RDF is and what OWL ontology is, etc. Then I will present the main features of Cubic Web and its architecture. After that, I will talk about OWL2YAMS, which is the main project to create a Cubic Web instance from already existing vocabularies. I will then present how to import RDF data in this instance before conclude with the considered future works. So the linked open data is a W3C initiative, which deals with the question how to publish open data to optimize reusability and links. The main features for this initiative is the usage of RDF standard, which is a standardized data format based on URI, which are similar than URL but used as identifiers. Then these URI are linked together to create a knowledge graph, and these links can be created between datasets. For example, we can link Wikidata URI with VIAF or ESNI datasets using these URI links. This leads to linked datasets and improved data quality using external sources. The usage of links between datasets never stopped to increase since the beginning. As you can see here, in only 10 years, the number of RDF datasets and links between them have just exploded. Currently, publish RDF datasets and link them with existing datasets is the new standard to publish open data on the web. But what if exactly RDF? RDF is just a data representation using RDF tuples. A tuples is defined with a subject, a predicate, and an object. These three main objects just define all the data as you want. The subjects and the predicates must be URIs, when the objects can be an URI or string, a number, a date, etc. For example, here you can see the N-triples representation format for RDF triples. So here you have a subject, which is the book. You have the predicate, which is a relation, name title, and here is the value, a room of rent home. And you have here one triple, two triples, three triple, four triple here. As you can see, we have some triples with some data value and some triples with only linked between URI. So here's the URI from the book, which links the URI for Virginia with the predicate URI creator. So it's just define the book as for creator Virginia. And then we said Virginia as for name Virginia Woolf. And then Virginia is the exact same as Virginia Woolf, but from DBpedia. So this is another dataset. So the last triple, this is how we can define a link between two datasets, just using URIs. And as you can see, everything are URIs here. We can define triples with several data representation. We have seen N-triples, but we can define turtle formats. This is the same, but using some syntax to ease the readability and the writability. So we can find the book, which use the default prefix. It means that we use this prefix, but to avoid repeats the full URI, we use the prefix here. So this is the exact same if we have what? example.org/the-book. So the book, as for title, using the DC prefix, which is this prefix defined here for Dublin Core elements. DC title, so the book, as for title, a room of one's home, then as for creator, Virginia. And Virginia as for name, using the fourth prefix. Virginia Woolf, and as for all same as, which is the predicate to say this is the exact same from Virginia from our example to the DBpedia Virginia Woolf. So this is the exact same triples, but in another representation format. Then what is exactly an ontology? So we have seen how to define RDF data, but some data has some structure, a vocabulary, how to define the schema for our data, for example. To obtain the exact same example, so we have the book, which have title, A Room of One's Home, then the creator Virginia, with the fourth name here, Virginia Woolf, etc. But here we are, the ontology part. It means that the book, using RDF type predicate to Bebop book, which is a class from our ontology. This class can have a DC title to access the string. It means that this is a property with a string value, and it has the DC creator predicate to fourth person, which means then a book can have a creator. This is what is instantiated here. The book, DC creator Virginia, but it's defined at the ontology level or vocabulary level. And we can link data to the ontology using RDF type and reusing some URIs defined in the schema here. An ontology is exactly the same as data. It means that we can define ontology using triples. So as we can see here, this is the triples to define the ontology we have seen just before. So we have person, which is a type of all class. It means that a person is a class. Fourth name is a data type property, which link a fourth person to a string. And Bebop book is another class, which has a title. The title is the attribute from Bebop book to string, and creator, this is an object property because it links two URIs from book to person. So an ontology is as well as RDF triples. So you can find several ontologies available on the web, and to find them you have linked Open Vocabularies. This is a platform, a portal to find some available ontologies. So we just find fourth DC elements on DC terms, which we have already seen before. Now I have presented what linked open data is and what semantic web technologies are. So now I will present the Cubic Web framework itself. So this framework has been created in 2001 and is inspired from the Tim Berners-Lee talk about the semantic web. And all the concepts from the semantic web inspired the Cubic Web conception and features. This is why Cubic Web is named a semantic web application framework. It is developed in Python using the LGPL license, and the main feature is that it uses an explicit data model, which is pretty comfortable to modelize since we do not have to deal with technical issues during this step. The name Cubic Web comes from cube, because when we develop an application, we develop a cube. This cube can be reused in another cube. This leads to improve the code reusability. More and more Cubic Web is detached from the frontend to evolve to a data server. This means you can develop any frontend you want using only the API to access to the data. A cube is defined with three main parts. The first one is the YAMS schema, which is the explicit data model used for the application. This schema is used to create the database using SQL. But we, as developers, do not have to care how, since we are going to manipulate only YAMS entity using RQL. So the RQL is the query language to abstract the SQL using the YAMS schema. Then we can develop the applicative logic using Python inside the framework with a lot of helping features. These applications can be accessed using three entries. The first one is the RQL query server, which lets the possibility to run RQL query directly from Web API. Then we can use an HTML browser to access to the web interface, which is auto-generated but can be modified as far as needed. And the last entry is the content negotiation. This uses the accept HTTP header to define in which format we want to retrieve data. The default is HTML, but we can specify the RDF, then KubicWeb can be a RDF data server using this standardized protocol. Here, for example, this is a YAMS schema. This schema proposes to define a blog, which is an entity type, which contains one attribute, title as a string, and the blog entry. Entity type is the same, except that it extends the workflowable entity type. This means this entity will have different states, and the default one is published or not. Then we define the entry auth relation between blog entry and blog. Each entity has a unique EID, which is used to define two URL to access to this entity. This URL can be used to fetch HTML contents, but since we can perform content negotiation, we can fetch RDF data as well. This means this URL are also URI, which can be used to create links to another dataset. But what if we want to use KubicWeb and we already have an old ontology? This is why we have developed all to YAMS. So this script is used to generate a YAMS schema using a old ontology. Each class is transformed to an entity type and we keep the relations between them. For example, here we can see the fourth person. So this is a fourth person class from the old ontology, which is linked to the BeboBox through the DC creator. So this is the exact same example as before. And we retrieve this model in the YAMS schema. So we have the fourth person transform here, and we have the BeboBook, and we have the relation between them. The URI links are kept to get the equivalence from the source ontology to the YAMS schema. So we just get that the YAMS entity fourth person come from the external URI fourth person here. To test all two YAMS, we only have to run three commands. First of all, we install all two YAMS using pip, assuming that the virtual environment is already defined. Then we can directly use the all two YAMS script with the argument to define which ontology to use and what is the application name. So here, for example, this is my app. Then a KubicWeb cube is created. An instance of this cube is installed using a SQLite database, and everything is configured automatically. We can directly run the KubicWeb instance using the parent command. So let's try this. Here I have a virtual environment already defined, so I can install all two YAMS. To ease the presentation, this is already installed here. So for example, if I look here, I can show you the all two YAMS and the KubicWeb. So for example, KubicWeb is installed here, and we have all two YAMS installed here. And now we can directly run the command, because on my folder, I have the ontology. If I look inside, I have the triple represented before. So let's try to use all two YAMS using this ontology, and we will call our application my app. So with this command, it just transforms the ontology into YAMS schema, then it will create a new cube, then it will instantiate this cube, and it will configure everything it's needed to just run the application. So everything is automatically doing this command. It takes just a bit of time just to configure everything. But when it will be done, we will be able to run directly the KubicWeb instance. So we are waiting during the instantiation. Yeah, that is. So congratulations, you can now run your application uses this command. So this is the exact same I've shown before. So let's run the command pyramid to the application my app. So it ran KubicWeb. So now KubicWeb is running on my computer, so I can show you with my HTML browser that if I go to the localhost and the port 8080, so I have a KubicWeb just running with BeboBook and fourth person available here. So now I have the interface, I can log in and add some data and manipulate this, etc., etc. And if I want to change the interface or improve the application or so on, I can go directly to the new KubiQuery My App folder, which I've been created during all 2 yams. And here I have everything I need to change my application. Okay, so now we have just launched our application from an ontology. But what if now I already have RDF data and I want to import it? So we develop a specific script which lets us to import RDF data using the old ontology which have been used for the KubiQuery instance generation. So this script just takes some RDF data as input and it used the equivalence which has been defined during the all 2 yams process. And with this equivalence, it will just instantiate the YAMS entities needed. For example, here we have Virginia, which is a fourth person, and we have the equivalence from fourth person URI to the fourth person YAMS entity. So we use this equivalence to add a new instance of Virginia as a fourth person in KubiQuery. So this is our instantiation. And the fourth name to the Virginia Wolf attribute is used to define the new attribute fourth name inside our YAM schema defined here. So Virginia Wolf is used to define this instantiation and so on to have everything we need. And we keep all, as well the external URI to keep the provenance. To do so, it's pretty simple, because the import RDF command is available directly from KubiQuery. So we have to define KubiQuery STL and import RDF command, saying in which app we want to import, then define which data we want to import it inside. And then we can run again our application to see the modification. So let's do this. So I go back to my application, to my terminal. Then I use KubiQuery STL just before I can show you the RDF data available in the file data.rdf. So this is the triple I presented before. So let's use this file, and I can use the command import rdf. Rdf to my data using the file data.rdf. And now the triple are imported inside the KubiQuery. So that's okay, and we can directly run our application. So let's start KubiQuery instance and let's find the modification. So I reload the page and now I have a BeboBook and a fourth person instance inside my KubiQuery. So we have seen how to create a new KubiQuery instance using an old ontology. We have seen how to import RDF data inside this KubiQuery instance. But we have some feature blocks that we want to improve. The first one is about all 2 yams. The fact is the old vocabulary is much more expressible than the YAM schema. It means that we can express more things with all than we can with YAMs. So some troubles just appeared. For example, we want to fix the multi-heritage bug. It means that if you have a class which inherits from several classes, so it will just make some trouble inside the KubiQuery. For example, it is used in fourth. We want to allow define multiple attributes values, because for now YAMS just define one value for one attribute. But in all, we can define several values for the same attribute. So we have to fix that to allow this multiple attribute when we import RDF data. And another feature box is that we want to use ontology imports. Because in new ontology, you can import other ontologies, then you can follow links or follow external URIs to improve your ontologies at the first, and then we want to use these links to create a much more complex YAMS model. Then we want to improve the cubic web itself. The first step is to handle Sparkle to create the cubic web instance. Sparkle is the W3C standard to query RDF data. But for now, we have presented the RQL formats, but it is not W3C standard. So if we can query a cubic web instance through Sparkle, it could be nice. And the second aspect to improve cubic web is cubic web as a service. This project is the fact that we want to allow people to deploy a cubic web instance using directly an interface. It means that you can specify your ontology, you can specify your RDF data, and then you will already have a cubic web instance available, and you can just run it through your web interface. So thank you to listen to me, and I hope you enjoyed this presentation. Since cubic web and All2YAMS are both open source and free software, do not hesitate to contribute. Here are the links, and I am available right now to answer some questions. Thank you.
For the talk, we have very short Q&A session, so I'm going to be quick. So one of the most voted question is, do you know about Python packages which are used to interact with RDF internally?
Yes, actually we use RDFlib as a Python package to manage RDF triples internally, but at the moment as the RDF triples are imported in the cubic web, then we do not deal with RDF triples anymore, except when we export the data. So the data are not stored as the RDF triples.
All right. And unless I'm mistaken, your this tool for converting to YAMS schema, it is bound to YAMS, right? And is there any other tool that you know of which uses YAMS beside cubic web?
Actually not. As far as I know, YAMS is only used by cubic web. But reading the question, just let me think that it should be not big deal to develop the same algorithm for example, SQL Alchemy or Django models. So it should be something we can do as well to help the community to deal with RDF triple. So it could be nice to do this. But we did that for YAMS just because we used cubic web and YAMS daily. So it was needed for us. That's why.
And should you look at other schema format definition instead of all?
The question is about shekel or sheks, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
We did not look at this yet, but it should be something interesting just to implement some